This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I began a series of lessons with you entitled, Christianity is the Religion of Biblical Authority. Everything men do in religion, they do either by the authority of God or by the authority of mere human beings. No question is of greater importance than the question of authority in religion. And this series of lessons is dedicated to the affirmation of the basic proposition that Christianity is the religion of biblical authority. I want to call attention to some crucial propositions, and there are 4 of them in number. First, either subjectivism is the correct approach in seeking the truth, or objectivism is the correct approach. Now, subjectivism means simply that what each person thinks is right for him. But objectivism means that there is a definite body of absolute truth which does not change no matter what I, you, or anyone else thinks about it. It simply means that God's Word teaches what it teaches without regard to what I think about it or what you think about it. So, the first proposition, either subjectivism is the correct approach in seeking the truth or objectivism is the correct approach. And of course, I will be saying in this series of lessons that objectivism is the correct approach, that God does have a definite body of truth which stays exactly what it is without regard to what any man thinks or says about it. Now, a second crucial proposition. Either there is some objective standard to which all men have obligation, or there is no such objective standard. And I will be saying that there is such an objective standard, and that that objective standard is the Bible, the Word of God. The third crucial proposition in this series of lessons is, either men can know both that it is and what it is, the objective standard, or men cannot know the objective standard. And fourth, that is the fourth crucial proposition, either the Bible is that objective standard or it is not. Now, each one of these propositions involves strong or exclusive disjunction. That is, this simply means that if one of the alternatives is true, then the other must be false, and vice versa. So now let's consider the first proposition. Either subjectivism or objectivism is the correct approach to the seeking of truth. Now, everyone acts from some basic viewpoint. In all we do, there is some basic overview of life which stands behind the decisions we make, even though one may not always act in harmony with that overview. As regards the seeking or claiming a knowledge of the truth, all men are either objectivistic or subjectivistic in their basic approach. And as I have said, to say that one operates from the objectivistic point of view is to say that he holds that truth is absolute. And to say that truth is absolute is to say that it is not dependent on the subjective condition of the knower. It is to say that truth has objective stability and independence outside of the individual person who's seeking to know it. It is to say that for a given individual human being to come to the knowledge of a certain truth does not change that truth in any way. On the other hand, to say that one operates from a subjectivistic point of view is to say that he claims that the truth of some proposition depends on the mental state of the knowing subject. Obviously, that subjectivistic view should be rejected. Truth is objective. Truth is absolute. What the Bible teaches is absolutely the will of God. It is objective. It doesn't matter what you or I think about it, it remains the same. The Bible was written over a period of several centuries, with the last words of it being penned near the end of the first century. We sometimes hear such views as the following set out. The Bible teaches doctrine X to man A, and it teaches doctrine non-X, that is, the contradictory of doctrine X, to man B. And both man A and man B hold views that are true. Doctrine X is true for man A, and doctrine non-X is true for man B. Now, friends, I hereby brand all such statements as utterly false. But our time is gone for today. We'll have to wait until tomorrow to discuss them in detail, and I do hope that you'll be back with us to study this very important subject, that Christianity is the religion of biblical authority.